All right, strap yourselves in for a deep dive into the world of ham radio. And specifically today, we're looking at the Jigu G90.
Oh yeah, the G90.
You guys shared its user manual with us, and we're going to unpack it, figure out what all those cool features mean and how to really use them.
Really exciting radio, this one.
Yeah, by the end, you'll be a G90 Pro.
It really is. It's making waves. And for good reason, I think. It's not just a transceiver. This thing is like a whole platform for ham radio.
Mm.
Whether you're just starting out or you've been a ham for years.
So let's start with the basics. What is the G90? The manual calls it a portable 20-watt HF transceiver with SDR architecture.
Right.
But what does that actually mean for someone who might be new to all this?
Well, think of it like this. It's a radio that can fit in your backpack.
Okay.
But can still reach across continents. That's the G90 in a nutshell.
Wow.
HF stands for high frequency, which are the radio waves that ham operators use for that long distance communication.
Right.
And 20 watts, that's its power output, which is pretty impressive for something that size.
Yeah.
Now the SDR architecture part, that's where things get really interesting. SDR, software defined radio, it means a lot of the radio's functions are actually controlled by software, giving you a crazy amount of flexibility and customization.
So kind of like how your smartphone can do so much because of its software?
Yeah, exactly. It's a really good analogy, actually.
So when you first hold the G90, what stands out to you about its design?
Well, the first thing you're going to notice is the detachable head unit.
Oh, yeah.
It's like having the brains of the radio separate from the brawn.
Mm.
You can keep the main unit tucked away somewhere and have all the controls and the display right there in front of you.
Smart.
Plus, it even has a headphone jack, so you can listen to those faint signals without blasting the speaker.
Yeah, especially if you're operating portable, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So the manual also mentions these quick buttons. What are those all about?
Oh, they're like hidden superpowers. You've got your main controls, obviously.
Right.
But by pressing the function button, you unlock a second layer of functions.
Yeah, okay.
For things like noise reduction, filtering, switching between modes, and even managing memory channels, all sorts of things.
So like shortcuts almost.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Hmm. That's really interesting. Someone who's just getting started might not even use those right away, but then as they become more experienced, they're there.
Yeah, like the G90 grows with you as a ham.
Yeah, exactly.
Something there for everybody.
So how do you even turn this thing on?
Okay, so
I see there's a power switch.
Power switch, yeah.
A volume knob.
Yep.
But then there's also this multifunction knob.
Yeah.
That seems very versatile.
The multifunction knob is your control center.
Okay.
It changes function depending on what you're doing. It can adjust the volume, sure. But it can also control, well, things like how zoomed in you are on the frequency spectrum display, how big your frequency steps are, how much noise you want to filter out, even your power output.
Wow, that's a lot of control in one little knob.
Yeah, a lot going on there.
So it's not just about turning it up or down.
No, you can really fine-tune the radio with that.
Okay.
And the really cool thing is you can actually customize what that knob controls in the G90's menu.
Oh, cool.
So you can set it up to adjust whatever's most important for your operating style.
So let's talk about menus then. How do you pick, you know, what frequency you're on or what mode you're in?
Right.
The manual mentions something called VFOs.
Yes.
Which I know stands for variable frequency oscillator, but what does that actually mean?
Well, think of a VFO like a tuning dial, but incredibly precise.
Okay.
And the G90 actually has two independent VFOs labeled A and B.
Oh, wow.
It means you can listen on one frequency and transmit on a completely different one.
Yeah.
Which is really useful for certain types of ham radio work.
Oh, okay. So you're essentially juggling two frequencies at once.
You got it.
That sounds complicated.
Yeah, it can be, but it's also very powerful.
Okay. So the manual also talks about a split transceiver function. Does that have something to do with these VFOs?
Yes, it does. The SPL function, it's a real lifesaver when you're working with two different frequencies.
Okay.
It lets you switch between them seamlessly with just one button press.
So you can quickly jump back and forth between the frequency you're listening to and the one you're transmitting on.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Makes the whole process so much smoother.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Hold on, I see the G90 can also transmit in FM mode.
Yeah.
Which we usually associate with, you know, walkie-talkies or FM radio stations.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
Well, it's a bit of a hidden gem.
Mm.
FM on HF isn't actually that common.
Okay.
But the G90 can do it when you use the optional GSOC controller.
Mm.
Think of it as an extra mode for specialized communications or just for experimenting.
So not something most people will need right away,
Right.
but it's there if they want it.
Yeah, it just adds to that versatility we talked about.
So you mentioned power output before. Anything special about that on the G90?
Yeah, well.
The manual really stresses that you need to minimize the power before you tune the antenna, especially when using it for the first
Oh,
time.
absolutely, yeah. It's all about safety. Making sure you don't accidentally transmit at high power before your antenna is properly matched.
Right, that makes sense. Safety first.
Always, always.
So, speaking of antennas, the G90 has a built-in automatic antenna tuner.
The ATU.
Yes.
What does that do for us?
It's like a magic button for antenna matching.
Okay.
Activate it, it does its thing, and then you're good to go.
So it makes setting up your antenna much easier.
Oh, especially if you're out in the field or using different antennas.
Makes sense.
The ATU can be a real lifesaver.
But it's important to turn it off after you've tuned
Oh, good point. Yeah.
just to save power. The
Exactly.
G90 even have this SWR scanning function too.
It does, yeah. Very cool feature.
Yeah, which analyzes your antenna's performance.
It's like a little checkup for your antenna.
Helps you identify any potential issues or maybe find the sweet spot for the best performance.
Because the antenna is just as important as the radio, right?
Absolutely.
So let's talk about actually making a contact. How does the microphone work on the G90?
Well, the G90's mic isn't just for talking. It's like a mini control center itself. You can use it to directly enter the operating frequency, select your transmission mode, enable the tuner, even lock the mic buttons for transmission.
Wow.
Lots of functionality there.
So the mic does more than just, pick up your voice.
Much more, yeah.
And the manual is pretty specific that you should only use the microphone that came with the radio.
Yeah, that's important. Using a different microphone could damage the G90, so
Oh, okay. Good to know.
stick with the one that's designed for it.
So let's dive into the different ways you can communicate with the G90, starting with CW, continuous wave, or Morse code, for those who might not know.
Right.
What are the options there?
So the G90 offers several options for CW keying. You can use a traditional straight key or a set of paddles for iambic keying, or even connect an external keyer or controller. Lots of flexibility there.
So if you're a hardcore CW fan, you can really customize your setup.
Absolutely.
So for someone just getting started with Morse code, what would you recommend?
I'd say start with a simple straight key. Most basic way to send Morse code. And it'll help you develop that good feel for the timing and rhythm of the characters. And actually, the G90 can even act as the CW code trainer.
Oh, cool.
If you disable the QSK function, you can practice sending without actually transmitting.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, very handy for beginners.
So you can work on your Morse code skills without going on the air.
Exactly.
But once you are ready to transmit, the G90 gives you a lot of control over how your CW signal sounds.
Oh, it does, yeah. You can adjust the speed, the DIDAW ratio, the iambic mode. You can even fine-tune the bandwidth of your transmitted signal using the filter settings.
Now, the manual mentions that the displayed bandwidth is actually the difference between the low and high filter settings.
Right.
Why is that important to keep in mind?
Well, it means you need to think about the bandwidth in relation to the frequency of your CW side tone. For example, if your side tone is 700 hertz and you want a bandwidth of 500 hertz, you'd adjust the low filter to 450 hertz and the high filter to 950 hertz, creating that 500 hertz bandwidth centered around your 700 hertz side tone. It's a bit technical, but it's important for getting a clear signal.
Okay, so you're basically creating a window for your CW signal
Yeah, a good way to think about it.
to make sure it's easy to copy on the other end.
Exactly. And the G90 even has a CW decode function, by the way, that
Really?
could actually decode the Morse code for you, which is super helpful for learning or for copying weak signals.
Wow, that's really impressive.
It is.
So the G90 sounds like it's really well suited for CW operation then, whether you're just starting out or you're a seasoned pro. So let's move on to the most common mode for voice communication on HF, which is SSB or single sideband.
All right.
What do we need to know about using SSB on the G90?
Okay, well, the first step is to choose between LSB, which is lower sideband, or USB, which is upper sideband, depending on the frequency you're using. And of course, you'll need to plug in the microphone, making sure you're using the one that came with the radio.
Right, the manual is really specific about that.
It is, and for good reason. You could potentially damage the radio using a different microphone. So best to stick with the one that's designed for the G90.
And just like with CW, you can adjust the bandwidth of your SSB signal to optimize reception.
Absolutely. Wider bandwidth for casual conversations, narrow bandwidth for weaker signals, or if there's a lot of interference.
So you can kind of tailor it to the situation.
Exactly.
The manual recommends at least 2.4 kilohertz for most voice comms.
That's a good starting point.
Okay. And don't forget about the VOX function.
Oh, yeah. VOX can be a real lifesaver for SSB.
Right. It lets you talk hands-free.
Yeah. You don't have to push a button every time you want to transmit.
Which is so convenient, especially if you're mobile.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. To make sure you don't accidentally change any settings while you're talking, the manual recommends using the LOCK button.
Smart.
Just to lock those functions in place.
Great advice. Now, let's talk about memory and system functions. The G90 can actually save your settings into memory channels.
Oh, yeah, that's a really useful feature.
Like frequency, mode, all that.
Like having a bunch of pre-programmed radio stations right at your fingertips.
Right.
So if you're scanning the bands and you find an interesting conversation, you can save all those settings into a memory channel.
So you don't have to remember all the details.
Exactly.
Very convenient. Mm. And the manual mentions clearing channel storage. When would you need to do that?
Well, if you filled up all your memory channels,
okay,
you can clear them out to make space for new ones.
So it's like a reset button?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. And then there's this secondary menu.
The system menu.
What can you adjust in there?
You can fine tune how the G90 behaves.
Mm.
Like customize the microphone button definitions, how bright the LCD screen is, the audio input and output levels for digital mode operation. You can even check the firmware version.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot in there.
So it's good to know it's there if you need to tweak something.
Definitely. And speaking of tweaking, let's talk about digital mode operation.
Oh, yeah. Digital modes.
Which are becoming so popular in ham radio these days.
The G90 can handle those, right?
It sure can. The manual mentions using the IQ output via the ACC port.
Now, I know IQ stands for in phase and quadrature.
Right.
But can you explain that in plain English?
Basically, it's a way to send and receive digital data over radio waves. The ACC port lets you connect the G90 to your computer.
Okay.
And use software to decode and transmit those digital signals.
Right, right.
Opens up a whole world of communication possibilities.
So using the G90 for digital modes requires connecting it to a computer.
That's right, yep.
And the manual stresses using a stereo connector for both the radio and the computer to avoid damage, and also using proper cable shielding to minimize interference. Why is all that so important?
It's about making sure you have a clean connection between the radio and your computer. If you use the wrong connector or a cable that's not shielded properly, you can introduce noise and interference that can mess up your digital signals.
So worth taking the time to get those connections right.
Oh, absolutely. It'll make a big difference in your digital mode performance.
Now, talking about connections, let's talk about powering up the G90.
Right.
The manual's got a diagram showing how to connect it to a 13.8 volt DC power supply.
Right.
And it really emphasizes getting the polarity right to avoid damaging anything.
Yes. That's crucial. You don't want to fry your new radio.
They even suggest using an EMC magnetic ring on the power line to minimize interference.
Good practice, yeah. Helps keep things clean.
And there are wiring diagrams for various connectors as well, which is helpful.
Oh, super helpful, especially if you like to tinker.
Yeah, if you're into troubleshooting or building your own cables, those diagrams are really useful.
Absolutely.
And finally, let's touch on firmware updates. The manual says version 1.6 is the latest.
Okay.
And it gives instructions for updating both the head and the base units, even a warning about mixing versions.
Yeah, very important. Always make sure both units are running the same firmware.
So it's worth checking for updates every now and then.
Definitely. Keeps your G90 running at its best.
And it even includes release notes for each version.
It does, so you can see what's new.
Very helpful. So I think we've covered the main content of the manual now.
I think so.
But wait, there's more? We still got that errata section.
We do.
And the addendum to explore.
Some interesting stuff in there.
Which seemed to have some extra details not in the main part of the manual.
Could be some hidden gems.
Let's dive into those next and see what else we can learn about the G90.
Sounds good to me.
All right, stay tuned.
All right. You know, it's amazing how much thought Shigu put into this radio. Even little things like being able to set your call sign.
Oh, yeah.
To display on the boot screen.
Yeah.
It's a nice touch.
It's all about personalization.
It is.
So speaking of personalization, we talked about those quick buttons before, but I think they deserve another look. What makes them so special?
It's all about efficiency.
Okay.
And convenience, especially for experienced operators. You know, imagine you're in the middle of contest.
Right.
Or trying to pull in a weak signal.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be able to adjust things quickly.
Right.
Without digging through menus.
Yeah.
That's where the quick buttons shine.
So they're shortcuts to the most important functions.
Exactly.
But there's also that function button that seems to unlock even more capabilities.
Yes. Think of it like a shift key on your keyboard.
Okay.
You hold down the function button and it activates a second layer of functionality.
Oh.
The quick buttons.
So it's like having two sets of controls.
Yeah, exactly. Like two for the price of one.
That's really clever.
It is, isn't it?
And you can customize them, right?
Oh, absolutely. You can assign the quick buttons to whatever features you use most often.
So the G90 really adapts to your operating style.
It does. It does. You know, we talked before about the G90 being able to transmit in FM mode.
Yeah, FM.
Which is not something you typically see on HF radios.
Right, right. What would you actually use that for?
It's definitely not the most common mode.
Okay.
There are a few niche applications, though. Some hams use FM for data communication or for listening to experimental broadcasts in the HF band.
Okay.
And, of course, there's always just the fun of experimenting.
Yeah, seeing what you can do with it.
Exactly. So it's not something everyone will use.
Right.
But it's there if you need it.
Adds to that versatility.
Yeah, it does.
Let's get back to CW for a bit.
Right.
We talked about the basics, but what really stands out to you about the G90's CW capabilities?
Well, for me, it's the number of keying options.
Okay.
You can use a straight key, paddles, even an external keyer.
Yeah.
They really cater to CW enthusiasts with this one.
And you have a lot of control over the settings, too.
Oh, yeah. You can tweak everything. Keying speed, dot dash ratio, iambic mode, even the side tone frequency.
And QSK, of course.
Can't forget QSK. Being able to hear between your own code characters.
It's essential for good CW conversations.
Absolutely. And the G90 even lets you adjust the QSK timing.
So you can fine tune it.
Exactly.
Now, the way the G90 displays bandwidth for CW, that might be confusing for some folks.
It can be, yeah.
Can you explain that a bit more?
So the bandwidth shown on the G90, it's actually the difference between the low and high filter settings.
Okay.
Not the absolute bandwidth, but the range it's letting through.
So if I want 500 hertz, I have to set the filters 500 hertz apart.
Exactly. Takes a bit of getting used to.
Right.
But it's very precise.
Okay. And then there's that CW decode function, too.
Oh, yeah. That's a great feature.
Displays the Morse code digital.
Makes it much easier to learn.
Mm.
Or to copy weak signals.
Really impressive. So whether you're a CW newbie or a pro.
The G90 has got you covered.
Let's talk SSB now. Single sideband. Key things to keep in mind when using SSB on the G90.
All right. Well, first things first. Make sure you're on the correct sideband. LSB or USB, depending on the frequency.
Okay.
And as we said before, use the microphone that came with the radio.
Right. That's important.
It really is. Using a different mic could damage the G90.
Don't want to do that.
No, definitely not. Once you've got that sorted, adjust your bandwidth.
Wider for casual chats, narrower for weaker signals, or lots of interference.
You got it.
And VOX is a big help with SSB, too.
Huge help. Hands-free operation.
Especially mobile.
Yeah, definitely. And remember, use the LOCK button to prevent accidental setting changes while you're talking.
Always good advice. So, memory channels. The G90 can store your settings.
It can. Super handy.
Yeah, so you don't have to memorize everything.
Exactly.
And it's like having your favorite frequencies and modes right there, ready to go.
Yep. You find a good conversation, you save it to a memory channel.
And you can organize them too, right?
You can. Give them names, group them into banks, even clear them out if you want a fresh start.
The manual mentions writing information from a memory channel to VFOA. Why would you do that?
It's a quick way to transfer those settings to your main operating frequency without having to type everything in manually.
Makes sense. Now, the system menu, that's where the more advanced settings live.
It is. It's like the control panel for the G90.
You can tweak microphone buttons, LCD brightness, audio levels.
Even check the firmware version.
Lots of options in there.
Yeah, lots to explore.
So digital mode operation.
Right. Digital modes, big part of ham radio these days.
And the G90 is ready for that, right?
Oh, absolutely. The key is the IQ output.
In phase and quadrature.
Which basically means sending and receiving digital data over the air.
Okay.
You connect the G90 to your computer using the ACC port.
Right.
And use software to work with those signals.
And the manual is very specific about using a stereo connector and shielded cables.
Yeah, it's all about signal integrity.
So those connections are really important.
Absolutely. Makes a big difference in your digital mode performance.
So powering the G90, we've got that 13.8 volt DC power supply.
Right.
Make sure you get the polarity right.
Absolutely crucial.
And use a power supply with enough juice.
The manual suggests at least 5 amps.
Okay. And they recommend that EMC magnetic ring too.
Good practice to minimize interference.
Seems like they thought of everything.
They really did.
And those wiring diagrams, very helpful.
Oh, yeah, especially if you want to get under the hood a bit.
Understand how it's all wired up.
Exactly.
And firmware updates, version 1.6 is the latest.
Right.
Keep those units updated.
Very important.
They even include release notes.
They do, yeah. So you know what's changed.
Very helpful. So we've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
But we still have the errata and the addendum to explore.
Some interesting stuff in there.
Let's dive into those next and see what other secrets the G90 holds.
Sounds good to me.
All right, let's dig into this errata section. First up, setting the call sign on the boot screen. Now, does that really matter? It's just a display thing?
Well, it might not affect how the radio works.
Right.
But it's a nice little touch.
Okay.
Imagine turning on your G90.
Yeah.
And seeing your own call sign right there.
Mm.
Adds a bit of personalization.
Yeah. I guess it's those little things that make it feel like yours.
Exactly. And it's super easy to set up, too.
Okay.
The manual walks you through it.
So the errata section mostly focuses on CCAT control setup.
Right.
Now, CCAT control, computer-aided transceiver.
Yeah.
It lets you control the G90 from your computer.
It does.
Using software. Right. Why is that so important?
It basically turns your computer into a command center for your radio.
Mm-hmm.
You can change frequencies, adjust all sorts of settings, even send and receive digital modes, all without touching the G90 itself.
Wow, that's powerful.
It is very powerful.
So it's about more than just convenience.
Yeah, it opens up a whole new level of control and integration. Okay, imagine you're in a contest.
Right.
Your logging software automatically changes the G90's frequency.
Wow.
As you move between bands.
So you don't even have to touch the radio.
Exactly. Or you're working digital modes.
Yeah.
And the software adjusts things like the audio levels for you or activates the antenna tuner.
That's amazing.
It's really cool stuff. And Zigoo has made setting up CT control super easy with the G90.
Okay.
The addendum at the end of the manual, it walks you through it step by step.
Really?
Yeah, for specific software programs.
Like what kind of programs?
Well, it covers popular ones like Ham Radio Deluxe, WSJTX, even contest logging software like N1MM Plus.
Oh, wow. So they really thought about the software people would be using.
They did. They really did.
Oh.
And they've even included screenshots to make things even clearer.
So if you're interested in secant control, definitely check out the addendum.
Absolutely.
It seems like they've really gone above and beyond to make it user-friendly.
I think so, too.
You know, going through this manual. It's really well written.
It is.
Very comprehensive.
Easy to understand.
It's not just a boring technical document.
No, not at all.
It's actually helpful.
It really is.
And it's clear that a lot of care went into it.
Oh, absolutely.
They didn't just explain the features. They also gave helpful tips and advice.
It's like they really want you to get the most out of the G90.
It's more than just a manual. It's like a guide.
Yeah, a good way to put it.
But, you know, let's step back for a second.
Okay.
We've talked a lot about the technical stuff.
We have.
But why do we, as hams, get excited about a radio like the G90?
That's a good question.
It's more than just the specs, right?
It is, yeah. For me, it's about the connection.
Mm.
The community that ham radio provides.
Right.
It's about making contact with someone across the world.
Yeah.
Using nothing but radio waves. The thrill of learning new skills, pushing the boundaries.
And the G90 is a great tool for all of that.
It is. Portable, powerful, versatile.
No matter what kind of ham radio you're into.
It can handle it.
And there's this whole online community around the G90, too.
There is, yeah. Forums, Facebook groups.
Webs.
People sharing tips and tricks.
Modifications.
Custom firmware, even.
It's really cool.
It's a testament to how popular this little radio is.
That sense of community is what makes ham radio so special.
Absolutely.
People helping each other out, sharing knowledge.
Encouraging each other.
So, to wrap up our deep dive into the Zigoo G90.
Okay.
Don't just read the manual.
Right.
Experience it.
Get out there.
Explore the bands.
Experiment.
Connect with other hams.
Have fun.
That's what it's all about.
It is.
Well, that's it for our deep dive into the Zigoo G90.
It's been fun.
Hope you enjoyed it.
I hope so, too.
And learn some new stuff along the way.
Until next time.
73.
73.